זה פרק חמישי, למזיין ואלף. הוציאו לו את הקף, after he shoveled the coals and left them on the rovid הרבי in the Azora. So they brought out for him, Rashi says, הוציאו לו ממלישת הכלים, from the place where they kept the klishores. They brought out a spoon, the esamachta, and another shovel. This shovel is not the same as the first one. The first one was full of coals. And this one was full of ktoris. Chofan mole chofnav, he would take a handful of, two handfuls of what's it called, of ktoris from the shovel. The notion of toch hakaf, and he put it into the spoon. Hagodlo fi godlo, hakotno fi kotno, and it was basically there was no one shear. It was dependent how big the hand of the kohen godlo was. The kach leisa midasa, and that was the mida. The Gemara will explain what that coming to include. Notless hamachta b'yemino v'yasakaf b'smolo. Then he take the machta in his right hand, the machta with the ktoris in it, and the kaf with the ktoris that he had just taken out a handful and put into the spoon in his left hand. Now going back to the original machta, the machta with the coals in it. He would take the machta with the coals in his right hand and the kaf with the ktoris in his left hand, and then he would proceed into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Rashi, the kach is a midasa, the farish b'gmar. Okay. Machta tani lei. We already said what's it called, that we already spoke of machta, right? Not just a machta, the all of the roshim is beach, the chosa, the yored, right? Lechara, we mentioned the machta already. Right? Now they brought him out of machta. They already brought him out of machta, which he shoveled the coals with and left them on the floor in the azor. Or says the chosa machta decholim. Over there, we're talking about the shovel for the coals. The chosa machta decholim. And here is another shovel that they used to shovel the ktoris into, to bring it out to him to take the handful out of the shovel. Titania hotzio lo kaf reikon milishkas akelim umach de gedusha shol ktoris milishkas beis artinis. They bring him an empty spoon and a machta and a shovel heaped with ktoris from the lishkas ha beis artinis. That's where they kept the ktoris. She machta de toris lachbal mitocha, in order to take a handful out of that machta. Okay, chofen mole chofno v'nosi l'tocha kaf hagod l'fi godlo v'akot l'fi katno v'kach hoysa midasa. Kaf v'yom ha-kipurim lomali. Right? Why do I need a spoon for? Why don't you just walk in with the ktoris in his hands, or take out the ktoris from the shovel later on? Why have to put in a spoon? Molei chofnov vehevi yom rachmana, because it says that he should take a handful and bring it in, right? And the melo, what do you need a spoon for? The ikar is the handful. So why don't you just take a handful of ktoris and bring it in and put it on the yesh? Why does he have to put it into a spoon? Mishum delo efsha, because it's impossible any other way. Dehechi navi, what should he do? Na'ayil v'hodar na'ayil. See, Rashi explains what the possibility is. La'ayil machta v'hadr na'ayil ktoris b'chofna. He has both hands full. He has what's it called, the machta full of the what's it called of the gecholim, and he has the what's it called the shovel full of ktoris. So if he what's it called? How's he going to take a handful if his both hands are full? He can't take a handful out of the shovel with the ktoris if his other hand is full of the machta with the gechol. So Elamai, he'll bring in the gechol and put it down. Then go out and bring in a handful of ktoris, because he has to come in with a handful of ktoris. Okay? So he'll now have a free hand to take a handful of ktoris from the shovel of the ktoris. It says one time to go in, not twice, right? B'gechol v'ktoris v'lo shtei havoa achas omarachmona b'gecholim u'v'ktoris v'lo shtei havos. You have to bring one time going in with both the ktoris and the gecholim at the same time. You see, V'lokach ha-kohen melo mamach togachli eish milal mizbeach u'melochof, no? V'hevi, nideish l'parochus, one time. Both things at one time. So how in the world is he going to get a handful of ktores, right, at the same time that he's holding the gecholim? It's impossible. Nishkele lektores b'chof nov, v'nachte l'machto, right, alo v'leil, right, elamai, what should he do? Take the ktores in his hand, right, and put the machta on top of his hands. So he's carrying what's it called, the handfuls of ktores in his hands, and on top of his hands he's carrying the machta. Okay? Kimati hosam hechilav, what's he gonna do when he gets there? Why is he gonna put down the machta? Okay? Nishkele bishine, v'nachte l'machta, right? What did she do? Take the macht on his teeth and gently lower it down, because if he tries to lower it down off his top of his palms, he's going to spill it all over the ground. Elamai, take the thing in his teeth and lower it slowly. You don't do that before a king. Take the macht on your teeth and put it down. Hilkach lo efshar, therefore it's impossible to makayim all these psukim unless you have a spoon to have the ktoris in. And then you can, what's it called, you can maneuver it. Kivin lo efshar avdinin kadashim nesiyin. Therefore we do by the nesiyin that the ktoris was in a spoon. And that's melochofnav. Now she kadashim nesiyin kaf achas malea ktoris. Okay. So now, what does he do? Notless hamachta b'yamin v'sakaf b'shmol. Lord said, Yitziva b'yara v'gyura b'shmeishmaya. L'chora, which is the ikar over here? The coals or the ktoris? The coals come in order to be mala the ktoris, but the ktoris is the ikar. So why should the coals be in his right hand and the ktoris in his left hand? Okay. Shmara says, Zumaruba v'zumuetas, because the coals weigh more. There's Bichlala Kash over here. How does he do anything with his left hand? Avoda the smallest possible. So either they say over here it's not a real avoda, carrying the ktoris inside holocha of Adam or whatever is avoda, but just to bring the ktoris inside isn't an ikar avoda, and therefore can be dubbed small. Or since it's impossible, now it's impossible any other way. He has to have two things in two hands. He only has two hands, and he has two things to carry. So therefore, what's it called? It's as if the Torah said, here, small is okay. And others say that what's it called? The whole idea of halacha of the Torah is only the Rabbanan. That you have to bring it in like this. And the Memela, the Rabbanan, were makel that you could do it, what's it called, even be small. Because of the tirch of the Kohen. Okay, as Morris says, Zumaruv is what? Vafilu is manchishneim shavim. And even where they're equal. There's as much coals as there is ktoris. Ukemaisa the Rabbi Yishmael ben Kimchis, right? And similar to the maisa of Yishmael ben Kimchis, who had big hands, and he took a tremendous amount of what's it called of ktoris. That was the amount of ktoris for his hands, and we'll see it was even more than the coals. Okay, zuchava the zutzonenis. This one's hot and this one's cold. Much easier to carry a cold thing than to carry a hot thing, so he has to carry the hot thing in his right hand so it doesn't fall over the floor or fall over his feet. Omru alova Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis shayachofin arbas kabim below chofna. He came up with an arba kabim in his handful, a gigantic hand, and that was more than the gecholit, which is only three kabim. The omer kol hanoshim zordu the zered imo ala legad. All the women gathered grass, but my mother's grass went up to the roof. In other words, women had children, but I'm really a giant. What's it called? Special. Right? I hit the roof. Ika di Amre be'erson, ukadarava bar Yonason. Right? And some say that what's it called, that he used to praise his mother be'erson. See the Rashi? That with his arisa. One second. Right, that arisa is a kind of food. The others say that means, what's it called, it is crib. It means mahal his mother and the way she handled his crib. But Rashi says it's just food. See Rashi. beruba kveda likach tzricha yomim. Since the coals are more than the ktores, so you need to, it's heavier, so you have to carry the coals in your right hand. And vafilu bisman shishneim shavim kohen shechofim gedolim v'chofin shloshes kabim, and even a kohen who was, what's it called, had big hands and would be able to have a handful of three kabim, which was equal to the gecholim. Afilu hachin kibun de barov kohanim gedolim gecholim merubim mechofnav novel kabim small. And still, since by most kohanim gedolim, what's it called, it was less ktores and more coals, so they always carried it this way. Rashi didn't have the gear so that we have, this one's hot and this one's cold. He just said that, what's it called, even when it's, what's it called, equal, still, what's it called, most Kohanim weren't like that. That's how Rashi had the Girsa here. We have the Girsa even when it was equal, or even more. Still, this one was hot, this one was cold, you need to carry the hot one in your right hand. Kimchis Shem Imo. That was the name of the mother of Rabbi Shmuel. All of the God, Govra Kula. Right. Her son was hit the roof. He was greater than all of them. Ikediamre, Hai Zered Be'erson Ka'amar. Right, Zered that we mentioned, these grasses, was Be'erson, the Yofahu Lechola. Erson is a kind of medicine that's good for sick people. Some of grass. Ustam Noshim Uboros Cholos, Va'ochlo Zred Be'erson. Most women, when they're pregnant, are sick, and they have to eat Zered, which is different kinds of grasses, and Erson. Shehein minei maichol chitin, the kind of, what's it called, of wheat. Kinamrinim meseches brachas. Chilka chitei de misperei ba'asiso le'trei, trei. Chilka is where you divide the kernel of the wheat into two. Targis le'klas klas. Targis where you divide into three. Zorid la'arba arba, and erson le'chamish chanesh. There are all kinds of grasses, wheat grasses, but the kernel is divided into a smaller piece in each one. So a zorid is four, and an erson is five. V'hochi komar. Kol anoshim uboros tiknu lehem zorid ve'erson lehiboros oson ve'ha'ubrim ve'oson sholimi govra kula. My mother really lucked out when she ate these medicines, because I turned out, what's it called, really healthy. Big hands. Ikedi amre v'shichva zera. Vika the Amri b'shichva zera, ukid Rabavo, Rabavo Rami, k'siv atazreini chayel amilchama, uk'siv hama azreini chayel amilchama. In David Shira, so in Shmuel it says one nusach, and Tehillim it says it with an aleph. One says vatazreini without an aleph, and in Tehillim the same Shira it says hama azreini chayel. Omer David of Nekonish Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam, zerisoni v'zir zastoni. Right, zerasoni means over here zera, that my father had, what's it called, relations with my mother when she was pregnant with me, and that's good for the vlad. She kamar she'ein yitzirus avlad mikol atipa elamin habirur sheba. Right, the fertilization doesn't happen from the whole drop of sperm, only from part of it. Zered loshen chavile zrodim. Kolomer birur tipa shekol teimi hazered godol v'ol legad. Right? Vatazreini loshen zores hagorin asor mevaris atipa. Nice. It means that, what's it called, that because the part of the zera that I was conceived from was the best part. The zeras toni, he's artoni min abirur sheba. Right. Others say that it means that it says that during the certain months of pregnancy, the zera is good for the child too. So that also was good for the child, for him. Shmuel ben Kimchi said, Lamaisa, the way my mother conceived me and conducted herself during the pregnancy, she was, what's it called, very successful in bringing out a very fine uber. Okay, he didn't take the credit for himself. He says, it's just nature that made me bigger like this. Omru lo avar mishmol ben kimchis, pam achas siper dvarim im arovi echad b'shuk, v'nitz tzinorim mipiv al begodav, v'nichnas yesheva v'ochi v'shimach tzachtav. So many learn this was on Yom Kippur, Rashi says. Pam achas Yom Kippurim hi. Some say it was Erev Yom Kippur. What in the world was the Kohen Gadol doing in the Shuk on Yom Kippur? Right? Right? No, Erev Yom Kippur, he had some business to do or whatever. It says it had to be, and a Hanavi, it had to be that they had some like an emergency thing, a Tzorchei Rabim or whatever, that they needed to go out. He said, the Miri brings on Tzorchei Melech, the Melech called him. So he had no choice. He had to come out of quarantine for the what's it called, for the Melech. And it was Erev Yom Kippur right before nightfall, so he couldn't go to the mikveh, and it wasn't time to go to the mikveh. So what happened was his brother, Yeshevov, took his place. He was a skan. So, v'rasa imad shnei kohanim gedolim b'yom echad. And his mother saw two kohanim gedolim on one day. They both were her sons. V'shuv amru olav arim shmo ben kimchis pam achas yosef v'sipurim hegmon echad b'shuk. Also on Yom Kippur. Some say it was the same ma'isa. And what's it called? And the other brother went. And she saw three kohanim gedolim on the same Yom Kippur. Right? They all were the understudies. They're all of her children. The Girsa we have is it was two different mice. But what's it called? But according to the Girsa, I think the Meiri has, it was the same mice, and all three were Kohanim Gedolim on the same day. Not that they all were Ovid. Why?
No,
it wasn't Erev. According to this, it was all on Yom Kippur. They all were somehow out in the Shuk on Yom Kippur, and they, what's it called, and two of them became Tamei, so they were Nidche, and the third one became the Kohen Gadol, but they all were calling Kohanim Gedolim on the same day of Yom Kippur. They weren't all Oved, but they all were Kohanim Gedolim.
The second one never became a Kohen Gadol, then.
He did. Sure. Whatever. Maybe he did part of the Avodah, and then he had to go out. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But he was fit to be Kohen Gadol. Sinora wrote, and the guy, the Aravi, when he was talking to him, spit on him. Okay. Tanu Rabbanim. Shiva banim hoyula lekimchis v'kulam shimshu b'kuna gedolim. She had seven children, and they all were kohanim gedolim. So on the surface, that doesn't seem to be a great schus, because it means that they all died, what's it called, so the other one could be. But according to this ma'isa, they all were understudies, and somehow they all got to be kohanim gedolim at some point. So they didn't have to die for the other ones to become kohen gadol. Amru lo chachomim, me asis shizachis l'kach. What did you do that you were zocha to this? They say that, what's it called, how come they weren't told the father? So they say they knew the father, and he wasn't anybody special. So they told it in the mother. Or they knew that there's a special schus and tznias, we'll see, and the mela, they, what's it called, they knew that to be a kohen, to have a kohen god was a mother's tznias that caused it, so they wanted to know what she did special tznias-wise. Amra lahem, miyomai loro koras besi kilai sari. The house never saw my braids, the braids of my hair. She always had her hair covered, even inside her house. And that's a schus to have a kohen gadol, because the kohen gadol goes lifnai v'lifnim, b'makom tzanua, so if you're tzanua, mida keneged mida, you get a kohen gadol. Amru lo harbi also came v'lo ha'ilu. A lot of people did that, and they didn't have seven kohanim gadolim like you did. So it must be other reasons or whatever. And the truth is that it is discussed that she was right. But there are other things that you need too. Others are chuyos, or there's other things that could prevent it. So she had must have had other things that either didn't prevent it or also was zolche, but this definitely was a cause too. Rashi. Loro koris besi, ra'isi b'talmud yushalmi, kol kvuda bas melech pnima, mi mishpitzo zav levusha. Right, the pasuk says, "Kol kvuda bas melech panima mi mishpitzo zohav levusha." Our levush is greater than mishpitzo zohav. Isha tznua reuia losis mever koin gadol halavush mishpitzo zohav. So there's a connection between tznius and kohuna gadola, and the male of the rachacham knew that, so they attributed it to the mother. Chachigar seventy. Okay, let's go on. Tana rabbanan, the kumtzo shalo yasem mida lekometz. The kumtzo means he should actually take a handful. And not make a kli that's the size of a handful and take the toris with the kli. You have to actually take it with your hand. Iboyelahu. Mashu shiya, that's by komets. That's by the toris. That's by the komets, by a mincha. Right? Where is this plusik? The kumso. The hairy men of Makumso Misolus Amirait, by a mincha. When you take the kolmitz of a mincha, you take it with your hand. And you can't take it in a kli that's the same size as your hand. Iboyelahu, maushi asen nido lechafina. Right? Over here it doesn't say bichofnav. It says mole chofnav. The shear that fills your hand. So here, is it okay to take the kli? As long as you have the same shear of the hand. So take a sample of the Kohen Gadol's handful, put it into a kli, and make a kli of that size. Is that okay or not? Or does that be actually with his hand? It doesn't say bechofnav, it says ela mole chofnav. He should take a handful, but not what's it called? It doesn't say with his hand. Oh, Dilma, Yolik, Mole, Mole, Mikumso. Maybe we learn from there. Just like there it says Mole Kumso, and here it says Mole Chofnov. What's it called? You need, what's it called? You need Mamish with his hand. Rashi. Mikumso, Shalyasin, Tanravana, Mikumso, Shalyasin, Midla Komets, Vahari, Nenu, Mikumso, Veloshi, Yasin, Kli, Lemidas, Kumso, Vimdun, Bon Komets, Minamincha. You don't take the Komets from the Mincha with a Kli that's the same size as his hand. You have to take it with his hand, Mamish. Even a kli full with the same measurement of what he could hold in his hand is called malei chofna. Doesn't say has to take it bichofna. There it says bikumso, or maybe not. Yolik malei d'chsiv kurachrina v'kavas misham malei kumso. Another pasuk says malei kumso. So one pasuk says bikumso, one says malei kumso. Obviously, the one that says malei kumso is the same thing as the first one. You have to do it with your hand. So maybe we should learn mole kumso to mole chofnav. It also has to be with your hand. Mala halam bekumso yikmos velo b'mida. I've kan bechofnav and not with a mida. Toshma v'kach choysa midasa. My lav shimrotsa lasos mida acheres osa. Right? My mashma v'kach choysa midasa means he didn't have to dafka take it with his hand, but if it was the same measurement as a handful, it was good enough. So it's clear that it's okay with a kli. Well, hachikomar, the kachva yechozer v'chofna lifnim. That's the same amount that he would take later on when he took it again from the kaf into his hand. And he'd take the same exact amount. Shema minoa chofein v'chozer v'chofein. So we see from here that he has to do it twice, and he has to do it with his hand mamish. Versus my love, the kachva yisamidasa diktani hachikomar. In bo lasos mido lechafina. If you're going to make a kli to take the chafina, make it the size of the Kohen's hand. No, chachi kamar. No, that's not what it means. You have to take with your hand. The kachva yechozer v'chofna lefnim. Ma'ara osa l'toch chofna min hakaf. He'd pour from the kaf into his hand again, and then put it on the gecholim. He wouldn't pour from the kaf directly onto the coals. He'd put it back in his hand, and then from his hand, put it on the coals. The nosna gecholim shemachta shmas mina lekamon ba'inan lo. Later on, the Gemara is going to discuss this. If he has to once again put it back in his hand, or the one time that he took it from his hand into the calf was good enough, he can just pour it from the calf now onto the gecholim. And here you see clear that he has to again put it into his palm, and then what's it called? And then put it on the gecholim. Gemara says the dilma. Dilma shimrotsa lasos mida ose. Well, there's no raya that you have to do it again. Dilma shimrotsa lasos mida ose. Maybe not. Maybe you can learn the pasuk differently. But it doesn't mean you have to take another handful. Main stock it. You can take it and take it in a kli. Right? There's a way. The way to list. There's no raya from here because you can learn the pasuk differently. Inami shelo yeser v'shelo yoser. Shouldn't take more or less. Should be exactly what is in his Mali Chofna. Dilma Shimrat, Sekolomer Lo, Ha, Velo Ha, Tipshot Mino. Don't learn either one. If you want to say the Pshat is that he has to take the handful a second time, you'll say no, he can take a Kli. If you want to bring a Raya that he can take a Kli, you can say no, maybe Miel's over here, and then he has to take a second handful. You know, a second time putting in his hand. So there's no Raya here because you can learn either way. So you can't bring a Raya to either one. You want to bring a raya to this one, push it to this side. You want to bring a raya to the other one, push it to the other side. Inami hachi komar. Kachoy samidosa malochof no mitzumtzavit. Kachoy samidosa doesn't mean anything about the second time or a kli. It means that it had to be an exact handful. Not too much, not too little. Not less than a handful, not more than a handful. Tana Rabbanan, and that's exactly what we're going to say now. Mole kumtso. It has to be by a komets. Okay, now we're going not by the Torahs, we're going back to the mincha. When the Kohen takes the handful of the flour and the oil and the frankincense by the mincha, so yochum mavurit, I might think you should take an overflowing handful. Talmud lomer bekumtso. Exactly a handful. Ibekumtso yochum afilu barashi etzbaosav. Just a little bit on the tops of his fingers. Not a full handful. Talmud lomer mole kumtso. Has to fill up his whole comments, his whole palm, right? Kidakamtsi inchi. So you have to do it like people normally take a handful of something. Not overly, not overflowing, and not just a little bit, but a full handful. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how exactly that's done. We'll leave that for tomorrow because it goes into the next Amud, describing how exactly you take what's called a handful. It's not that you take a thing and clench your fist. It's putting some of the fingers over the palm, and that's called a full handful. Mevuras mevatspitsim mekol tzavi yotze. It's overflowing from all the sides and the openings in his hand. That's not. Oh, ibekum. So the dakin and yochum barashes bosav yikmos ma'at. Just a little bit on the top of his fingers. The chokama the mechusar tvei mali. Maybe I think it's better to have less. Right? You got a good hand hold on it. Tamid lomer mali. It has to be full, a full handful. So what's considered a full handful? That we'll see tomorrow. The Gemara discusses how to make a full handful. This one went off.